Glory be to God. Well, we just prayed it would veer off, so. Who? Oh, the Bahamas. We lift up, we pray for them, Lord. We thank you. You can move it away from there quick as well. We thank you for stopping it in its tracks. Just like you defeated the devil, you stopped him in his tracks and made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to talk about that today. God's going to talk about a lot of things today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I really enjoyed the testimony of the bucket. How about you guys? Didn't you want to jump in that bucket while he was talking about that? Well, you're going to have an opportunity today. And you're going to have to push me out of the way to get into it. Think I'm kidding? You know me by now. Why does the Philippines have all the fun? Why do the Africans have all the fun? Hallelujah. So it's going to take a little faith on your part today. But I would like Casey to come up and just share that testimony again. Because he was there. He saw it firsthand. He saw God move on behalf of the Philippines. He saw the lives changed instantly as they stepped into the bucket, as they gave themselves fully to him. He doesn't need our money. It's nice when we give him our money. He doesn't need our resources. He owns all the resources. What he really desires is all of us. And that takes an act on our part of faith to step into what God has already done for us. So this is a visual. And I'm not used to standing in one place, but I'm going to do it today. Case. It's not my choice. Well, you'll have to push me out of the way in a little bit.
Like you said, the Philippines are going to have all the fun, man. There's something about this bucket, man.
Woo. I'm holding on.
Just lean on. Wow. Like I said, this all started back several years ago when I went to Dominican Republic with the youth trip. And during their one of the offerings at one of the outreaches, they were taking the offering. And there was a young girl named... Oh.
What was that?
The power can't hold the bucket. We're breaking out of the bucket. And anyways, the girl that was with us, she wanted to give an offering, but all she had was chapstick in her pocket. And so the Holy Spirit told me that he didn't want her chapstick. He didn't want her money. He just wanted her. Mm. So I told her, I leaned over and I put my arm around her and I said, Sarah, God doesn't want your chapstick. He doesn't want your money. He wants you to go stand in the bucket. And she looked at me like I was crazy because, I mean, there was thousands of people there. And she just started crying because she's like, I want to give an offering. So I said to her again, just God said, go stand in the bucket. So they're starting to pick up the buckets and the offering was over. And all of a sudden she stood up and she goes, wait, I have an offering. And they're like, yeah, you know, a little more money go in the bucket. And she gets up there and she just stands right in the middle of that, all that money and everything right in the middle of the bucket. Put your hands up in there, and the glory of God hit her like a ton of bricks. And from that trip on, she was with us constantly. But since then, we've been doing that. God has been leading us to do that in Africa and in the Philippines. And on this last trip in the Philippines, the Holy Spirit reminded Tony about this testimony. So the very first venue that we're at, for usually we do, you know, impartation at the end. But he said, no, we're going to use the bucket. We're going to have them stand in the bucket. And I tell you what, man, I don't know what it is about one of these buckets. I mean, it's just a piece of plastic. But there's so much that happens when you just fully surrender and step. I can't barely even stand up here. And
my heart is pounding since I got in this plastic bucket.
It's like, it's the act of surrendering and just giving everything. And it's like, it's a total commitment. I mean, yeah, you might look a little strange stepping into a plastic bucket. But God likes the strange, man. I mean, look at us up here, man. He'll use, you know, the weird and the wild. But that's what the people need. They don't need these people in, you know, three-piece suits, you know. And they need real people. They need us weirdos up here, you know, proclaiming the truth and walking it out. And this is the opportunity to stand in a bucket and just fully give everything to God and say, yeah, here I am, just the way I am. I don't have to be cleaned up. I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to have anything. All I need is you. And so I surrender myself to you fully in this bucket. And that's what was happening in the Philippines. And as each person stepped in that bucket, it was like all we could do as fast as we could was just to ease them down to the ground as quick as we could and slide the bucket off their feet so the next person could get in. I mean, Susan will tell you, she was, the glory of God was so strong that even our catchers were going out. And we're just weeping, just watching as the glory of God just came on all these people. And it didn't matter how old or how young they were, because we even had like three-year-olds and stuff coming up and standing in the bucket. And they were going out under the power of God. And you can't make a three-year-old do something like that. And they're all just sitting there weeping and crying. And the pastor came up to the smaller kid and says, why are you crying? And they just kept saying, it's the glory of God. I mean, these little kids even were just getting it. So it's like, it doesn't matter who you are, where you are. It's just that act of sacrifice of full in. All in, man.
All in.
All in.
Thank you. Well, I'm dizzy up here. Don't say it, Lynn. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Lord. Oh. Well, I look at it this way. You know, Jesus was a true witness. That was one of his names, true witness. And he was willing to die for his testimony. Have you ever asked yourself, are you willing to die for your testimony? Have you ever thought about that? Do you wake up in the morning and think about, well, maybe it's going to cost my life to proclaim Jesus? Am I willing to do that? Am I already prepared in my faith? And am I knower deep down inside that that's what I would do? Well, I want to make that testimony today. That's what I want to do. There's no better way to go out, or go in, I should say. You're never going to come out. Then all in. Because now you don't have to worry about anything. You're all in already. You're already in Him. You live and move and have your being in Him. I've been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but it's Christ who lives in me. And this life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and who gave himself for me. Hallelujah. So there's a lot of freedom in this bucket, and you're going to have an opportunity to come in the bucket. Martyr comes from the word witness. I looked that up this week. And that's a powerful witness when you are willing to die for what you believe in. I mean, you really believe when you're willing to die for what you believe in. People die for money. People die for power. People die for false religion. And people die for the right cause, for Christ. Because we already should be dead already in our understanding and who we are in Him. It's no longer I who live. If you die with Him, you'll be resurrected with Him. That's a true witness. That's something we could think about today. That's something that the Holy Ghost is working in the midst of our body life in today. He wants to prepare us for now and for the days to come. That's why it's easy for Pastor Tony to leave everything behind and go die for Jesus, because he has that mindset. And so when we die, we live. That's how we find our life. It's completely opposite of the human understanding. It's completely opposite of our natural mind. And a true witness, I just wrote a couple notes down here. Those whose lives and action testify to the life of Christ according to the gospel, to bear witness for Him. When you went to the Philippines, you were bearing witness of Him, and it motivated each one that was at each particular event to give their life and step into the bucket. It was the anointing of Jesus. It was your testimony and your witness that compelled them to come forward and give their lives. That's how important we are to Jesus Christ. That's why the Holy Spirit said thank you to Pastor Tony. Thanks for coming, buddy. Thanks for coming. Thanks for giving everything up, leaving everything behind, all the responsibility and everything else that goes with it. We want to be responsible. But actually, that's being responsible. Sometimes we have to leave loose ends behind and let God take over and let others grow in their call and step in and take over for you when you're gone. How are you going to know unless you go by faith and do it? You're never going to know what God's capable of doing. You never know until you put the rubber to the road and test. Not the Word of God. You could test Him in resources. But your test is the testimony that you have that you can share with the nations. Because the nations to God are a drop in this bucket. That's how small they really are. They look big to us, but now they're looking smaller and smaller each time we go. We get more vision and vision, more understanding, more faith. Faith is built upon faith. So we're being conformed to the reality of His kingdom. Hallelujah. We're being conformed to the reality of who He is. It's not us who live anymore. It's Him who lives in us. How do we unleash that power, that demonstration of power that needs to back up His word to get people interested? We could talk all we want, but unless the power backs up what we're talking about in the person of the Holy Spirit, He's a person, then it gets people's attention. And that's what He wants to talk about today. The evangelistic anointing that He's given each one of us. Each one of us are evangelists. And that's a powerful gift. It's a powerful office. And it pays big dividends in the kingdom if you're willing to walk in the evangelistic glory, really, of Christ. Because we're able to unravel the mysteries of God right in the midst of every given situation. When we're an evangelist, whether if it's in Walmart or if it's in your living room with your child or whether it's abroad, it's an instant reality. We're able to make clear what God desires, what the mind of Christ is, and what He is wanting to do in the church for each one of us to be part of. It's powerful. It's powerful. Are you willing to die for your testimony? Hallelujah. That's how the Apostle Paul got saved. He watched a true witness die for his testimony. And it completely, radically made him think of the Lord. Hallelujah. The will of God. What is the will of God? What is the distinctive call on the church that God has given to the evangelists to relay and to open up for the churches? That's what He's doing. When we go to these churches, He gives us a distinct a clear understanding of what God wants to do in that land. And we can relay it. We can open up the eyes and open up the ears for them to hear and see the reality of the kingdom. And it's powerful. And it's glorious because we're a new creation in Christ Jesus. If you're born again, there's no way that new creation in Christ Jesus can stay inside of you. It's got to bust out. When you jump in the bucket all the way, he's got to be able to bust out of you. He's not content, and you will not be content letting him be dormant inside of you. There's no possible way. There's no possible way. If you're not born again, then it's possible. But if you're born again, it's not possible. And you're jumping all in, and your faith is peaked in him. There's nothing that you'd rather do except reveal the truth of the gospel, right? That's why you went to the Philippines. She could have went on vacation and different, but she went because she loves her people. And she wanted to show up where God wanted her to be so that he could say, thank you, daughter, for going. I really appreciate it. Don't you want to hear God say that to you? Your son and daughter wants to hear you say that to them. I appreciate my children regardless if they live up to what I think they should live up to or not. I thank them. I love them. I'm gentle with them and kind and gracious to them, just like Jesus is gracious. Be gracious to your husband. Be gracious to your wife. You're not separate anymore. You're one. You're one in the Holy Ghost and power. There's no more separation. It's already been dealt with on Christ's behalf, and he sees every situation and every condition perfect. Your marriage is perfect in him. Perfect. There's nothing that you have to do to make it any better. How could you make it any better than perfect? But you have to see. You have to be a visionary like he's a visionary. A co-creator like he's a co-creator. Then it all comes together. The love comes together. The joy, the peace. The kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, and the self-control. It's all a product of him living big up on the inside of you. Hallelujah. So when you look at what Jesus has already done for us, the devil doesn't stand a chance. He's already defeated. He knows it. We know it. The whole spiritual realm knows it. Hallelujah. So we're not worried about him anymore. And because he's behind sickness, illness, and disease through sin, but because Jesus already paid the price for sin and doesn't see sin anymore, then sin isn't an object anymore to cause us to be sick or harmed in any way or defeated because we're victorious in him. So if you step in the bucket, then everything is already done for you. Your sickness has to go. Unbelief has to go. Everything has to go. Every condition is made perfect already in Christ for everyone on this earth to be saved. And it's only for us to tell him about what God has already done. Our prayer life is yea and amen to what Jesus has already done. Our prayer life should not be trying to make something happen. It's already happened. How can you make something happen when Jesus already made it happen for you? So our prayer life doesn't have to come from a negative point of view. It's who we are in him. It's the privilege. It's the favor that we have with him. Everything is complete. Everything is good, his goodness. Everything is kind for us, his kindness. My one son loves when I'm kind to him. He tries to push me to get me to fight him, but I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to be I fight him with kindness. Hallelujah. And he responds. Glory be to God. You can't fight Tim. You're going to get it back twice as hard. But when you love him, he melts in your presence, and he loves you back. And it's a good thing. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Romans 1:16 for a minute. Glory be to God. I am not used to standing in one place when I'm preaching. I mean, if I didn't have this pulpit in front of me, I would. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. And I'm just going to stop it right there. For everyone who believes. And when we go to 1:17, it is the righteousness of God. In it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. Hallelujah. Building blocks from faith to faith. The foundation of Jesus Christ, and our faith is building blocks built off of the reality of who He is and what He's already done for us. We present the gospel truth with evidence. That's what the world's looking for. Evidence of you bragging about your God. Well, if He's so good, what has He done for me? Okay. We have every opportunity God gives us with signs and wonders and miracles to follow. That is powerful. That is a mindset. That is a life-changing transformation concept that every one of us should dwell upon throughout the day consistently, so when the time comes, you're ready to act in the name of Jesus. You are ready to act. Because evidence, this is the definition of evidence, the signs are facts on which conclusion can be based. Are we walking our talk? When you jump in a bucket and give your life all in, then there's nothing in the way. Give it all in, and you're going to be standing up here in Mexico, revealing the mysteries of Christ to people that just know religion. How are they going to know unless you tell them? Well, God has conditioned you, and He's given you a faith which is going to be able to give them an opportunity to make a conclusion on the facts and the truth and the anointing that you're going to be dealing out to them. Hallelujah. Supernatural manifestations engage a person's faith. If you see a miracle for the first time and you're an unbeliever, it's going to help that person, as you're releasing the miracle work and power of God, believe. It's not going to be your word so much. It's going to be the demonstration of power. And that's what God's doing in our life. It's the demonstration of power for the nations. It's a demonstration of power when you just take a moment and you don't react to a situation and you allow the Holy Spirit to come through and be in the center of your situation. You're not going to be upset with your spouse. But you got to give God the time and the precedence to do His work on your behalf to get you to that point where love comes out, and it comes out of you to such a degree that division can't stand in that place anymore. But you just have to be willing. Hallelujah. God's going to heal marriages when you step in this bucket today, if you want to. If you want to keep on going the way you're going, I already know the negative side of keeping on going when it's not working. If someone presented me with the bucket, I would have stepped in the bucket. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Outward manifestations, the demonstration of God to express who He really is. The world's looking for the real God. Hallelujah. The real God, not a God that's going to bring you into heaven and give you 77 versions because you kill somebody. That is false. That is not reality of who God is. Hallelujah. We can't give the enemy any opportunity to get in the way of our revelation of the Son of God. Glory be to God, the revelation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I want to get my water for me. Rose, can you hand me my water? If I go back, I'm going to fall out. I don't want to step out of the bucket because then I would be half in and half out. You can't be half in and half out. I don't want my life to represent a half in or half out. Amen? So what God is doing is building our assurance in Him and our hope in Him, because faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen in Romans 11:1. And that substance, we don't have to go out looking for substance. Substance is Christ. So you can read that verse, the Christ of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Well, everything that originated started in heaven and manifested in the natural realm. It all started in the invisible realm. And so when we can see from that perspective, when we can see the unseen realm, the invisible realm from that launching pad, then every action that we move in is going to come out of the kingdom of heaven. That's why you can't react to situations and circumstances. You have to wait. You have to turn to the Holy Spirit and let Him have His way so He could show you the heart of Christ and allow you to see in the unseen realm before you make a mistake. Because wisdom is living life skillfully with a minimum number of mistakes. Don't just wing it. Don't just shoot from the hip. Already know that you're crucified with Christ and you no longer live, but your life is now in Him. He is in you. And that's our hope of glory. That's where faith comes from. That's the building blocks of faith in the new covenant promises of God. The new covenant promises of God. Not on the wrong side of the cross promises of God, even though they're good and they build momentum to give us an understanding on the heart of God. But we're talking about the new covenant promises of God, which are stamped in the reality of it's already been accomplished for us. It's already been fixed for us in advance. And we can have confidence with that perspective and understanding on being able to save the nations. Because there's nothing that can hold us back. Money can't hold us back. Sickness can't hold us back. Nothing can hold us back. Because the angelic hosts are already out before us preparing the ground for us to walk on in victory in Christ Jesus. Because we have power over them now. In the old covenant, they had authority over us. In the new covenant, we have authority over the angels. Glory be to God. We have the power. We have the resources. We have the understanding. We have the creativeness to make things happen when the natural realm is saying it can happen. No, we don't look at that. We're advanced beyond that. The law is inferior to grace by faith. The law has no power. It only has the power to show you your need for Jesus. That's it. It shows you the wrong things. Jesus shows us who we are in Him, the righteousness of God. We're already right with Him. It's a very important agreement because it's a four-promise conclusion. That's a word, a four-promise. It's already concluded. It's already established in heaven. The angels already have seen what's already happened. So when we declare the truth of God's word, the angelic hosts of God are advanced according to our faith, and the devil is stopped instantly in Jesus' name. He cannot advance. As a matter of fact, he has to flee. Every step you take, he has to flee. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Why don't you bring that up here, Al? Because I don't want you to get in the bucket with me, because I will fall on you. And we're going to not have any sloppy-looking stuff up here today. I already fell on a lady in Guyana. Remember that, Casey? I fell on a lady in Guyana, and when we... Don't touch me.
No.
You have your own Jesus.
Okay.
When we woke up, her butt was my pillow right in the middle of the church. I didn't know. I turned around. I go, uh-oh, what's going on here? So We don't want any of that going on. No hanky-panky in this house. No. It just happened. Hallelujah. It's already been affirmed. It's already been established. You are within punching distance. I just want to let you know. It's already been signed. How are you doing? You want to get in the bucket? Get in the bucket there, buddy. He doesn't hesitate. Hallelujah. There ain't nothing. Nothing going to stop you, right? Glory be to God. The blood of Jesus already established the terms of our contract with his life. The spilling of blood for the remission of sins. Hallelujah. So he doesn't see our sin anymore. We're not supposed to see our sin anymore because we're not sinners. We're not supposed to see other people's sin anymore because we're supposed to see them the way Jesus sees them. Hallelujah. So deliverance is an automatic. You don't have to go through your past to get delivered. You just have to go through your future in Christ to get delivered. It's no turning back anymore. It's moving forward in the glory. Then the stuff falls off, right? That's what I'm talking about. It falls off. Hallelujah. It falls off. You can't get, my mother said, you can't get any cleaner cut than you. You're too clean cut. Hallelujah. So we're to proclaim the good news. We don't have to care what people think about us. We can use all our resources to do what God wants us to do. It doesn't make any sense the way Pastor Tony does things. Right, Len? We can't try to figure it out. We can't use our old way of doing business to accommodate the way God does business. It drives us crazy. Wisdom of man is foolishness to God. And so we can't think the way a man thinks anymore, right? That's what I'm saying. We just get in the bucket and we let God do what he has to do. I hope he doesn't take your hair from you, buddy. You laughing back there? What's so funny? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we're to proclaim it, right? Announce it. That's what he does when he's up here raising flags. He proclaims it and announces it. Hallelujah. Gospel promise. Gospel promises are powerful. Gospel truth is amazing. It is like a jackpot to Africa finding out the gospel truths of Christ that have been hidden from them from generations to generations. They are so on course with God. But you have to have the understanding from the right side of the cross. You can't read the red letters on the other side of the cross in the old covenant and interpret them literally. They have to come by looking through grace by faith so you can understand them and apply them to the new covenant promises of God. If you try to do it in reverse, it will bog you down and it will confuse you and it will confuse your listeners. It's very important. That's what Pastor Tony has been hammering the gospel for the last 3 years. Richard's been hammering the gospel for the last several years the same way, right? It's a whole new advancement and an opening to our enlightenment, to our understanding, so that we can give it to all those that listen. So the already released promises of the kingdom gospel is phenomenal when you could see them from God's perspective. Now you could see the finished product. Now let me tell you what a promise is. It's an undertaking to do or to give something. It's an undertaking of God to do, to give or do something for us, that he's already done it for us. An undertaking that God took upon himself before the His own creation to be able to gift us graciously and bestow to us the free gift of salvation with no strings attached. Have you ever gotten something from somebody but there was strings attached? Ooh. You get backdoored that way. That's not a good situation, but Jesus would never do that to us. We receive it by faith. We receive the substance of things hoped for by faith. We receive the Christ hoped for. He's the substance by faith. The evidence of things not seen. He lets you see into the unseen realm. So the evidence is real to you now before you even appropriate your faith to accomplish what God already has accomplished for you. All you have to do is walk in it. No retreat. A constant walking in Him. No delays. A constant walking in Him. Only when you turn to the Holy Spirit can you stop the motion of your condition and ask God to get in the center of your condition by faith. Then you're not going to have problems. Then you're not going to be agitated and aggravated in response to something outside of yourself that you can't control anyway. And when you try to control it, you're going to get more upset. Because it's out of your control anyway. It's in His control by faith. That's how we live the new life in Christ. In His control by faith. He's in control. And when we allow that to happen, then all of a sudden your husband doesn't look so bad anymore. Then all of a sudden, when he's quiet, it's okay. Then all of a sudden, when she's feeling a certain way that you really can't help her in any way, but you can at least hold her and be quiet instead of trying to fix the problem, then it's okay. Then we let God have His way. We give Him the platform to be perfected in Him because we're already perfected in Him. It's not about our performance anymore. It's a gift, a free gift. You just take the free gift. Hey, buddy, I don't know his name over there. Come here. Come here. Yeah, you. God showed me to do this in worship today, so I'm just going to do it. I know I don't. Here. You're welcome. Yeah. Here.
Okay.
Okay. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So it didn't take for him any effort to receive the free gift. He just walked up here and received it. He's good, right? Hallelujah. It's conditional, the free gift, upon faith. That's the only condition. He had to get up out of his seat and come to my request and receive the free gift that I gave him and jump in the bucket. He's thankful. That's a thankful heart. He could have just got turned and went right back to his seat. But no, he jumped in the bucket. He saw in advance what God has been trying to tell the church. Right? Okay. Well, you could get out of the bucket. Hallelujah. It's not the law where we perform anymore to get on God's good side. The law is inferior to faith. To grace. It has no power. It can't even stand in the same arena with faith by grace through faith. It's powerful. It's the blessings through the already finished work of Christ. We just have to believe. We have to believe. We just have to believe. Hallelujah. Glory be to Amen. See, he knows. He's in. Go ahead, get in. You're in the bucket.
Woohoo, yes.
The message of the gospel is good news. Amen. He's good, right? good thing you came today, buddy. You know how many people miss the gift because they don't come to church? They miss the gift. God is constantly giving gifts. He has it all. The storehouse of God is released already in the spiritual realm for us to receive. That substance and the goods of God. Hallelujah. If you don't show up to the storehouse, guess what? You might not get what you've been asking for a lot of years. Don't let time get in the way of the gift that's already released. It will come at the right time, the perfect time. Hallelujah. The promises are already made in Him. Jesus is the center of everything. Hallelujah. So we thank You for that, Lord. We profess and we receive just like salvation. Just like You received Christ to begin with is how You receive everything else in Your life. Everything else. By faith, by grace, through faith. It's nothing to do with you and your goodness and your intellect and your smartness and everything else you could do. You might as well pack that up and throw it. Respond to what God has already done. Amen? You feeling good over there, girl? Don't get out of the bucket. With thanksgiving, the new covenant promises of God. It's already happened. The kingdom has already released it. We live in the kingdom at the same time we live here on earth. So through our travels, we can grab what's already in the spiritual realm because we go through the spiritual realm on a consistent basis every day. So eventually, the blessings of God are going to chase you down. You're going to collide with them. But if you're staying here on earth, fixed on your situations and circumstances, you're not going to be in orbit to collect what belongs to you. You're going to be stationary and frustrated. Hallelujah. It's already been released. Don't use your prayer life to try to make something happen that God already did for you. It's a waste of time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Faith is agreement. It's agreement. She's agreeing with God right now that she needs to be in the bucket more than anything else in her life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He's taking care of everything. Every roadblock is gone. Every wall is plowed down. Every wondering aspect of why it hasn't happened yet is defeated, and it's already happened. And everything that God has poured out into her life is hers right now in Jesus' name. This day will be a monumental day in her life to look back on, and she's going to say, I stepped in the bucket. And people aren't going to know what she's saying. Go down to Englewood Bible Church and step in the bucket. Hallelujah. Fruitful faith. There's a lot of different kinds of faith. It might as well be fruitful faith. It might as well be faith according to God's will for your life. Know what God's will for your life is. And now your prayer life is already yea and amen and in agreement with what God has already done for you. It's a firm, confident, forceful faith. Don't be forceful in trying to get somebody saved. Be forceful in your faith. Because through your faith, that person's going to get saved. You can act on behalf of that person if that person doesn't have faith to trigger the faith that God has already given that person. Hallelujah. But you have to be born again. You have to see the kingdom. You have to enter the kingdom. You can't do it outside of the house. You got to get into my house to get what I have. You can't get it from outside the house. Hallelujah. We have to participate with our faith in what God has already done for us. Amen? Participation. Be at the right place at the right time. Don't be careless in where you travel to. Make sure it's purposeful. Make sure it's going to be you at the right place at the right time. If it doesn't feel like the right place or the right time, in the Spirit, turn around and go where God wants you to go. He's always speaking to us. We don't have to try to figure it out. It's already figured out for us. Conditional upon our faith. The condition of Haiti is conditional upon Gloria's faith. Not how much money she can save, not how much she could pull together. No, get on the plane and go there and believe for them. Devils have to flee. They can't stand in that atmosphere. Hallelujah. Whoa. Surprised I'm in this one spot for so long. Oh, well, the goods and substance are already in the spiritual realm for us to possess. Amen? Look, amen. She's amening, and she's not stopping. Nothing's holding her back. She's amening. Glory be to God. She knows. Hallelujah. Be prophetic. I'm being prophetic today. Be prophetic in the name of Jesus. Speak the things that are not as though they were, in the mindset of God, in the origin of God's heart. Know the heart of God. You'll learn the heart of God by listening to Pastor Tony. Hallelujah. By listening to the Holy Ghost. You got two good teachers, the Holy Ghost and Pastor Tony. Hallelujah. Don't try to teach your husband, and don't try to teach your wife husband unless they want you to. Otherwise, it's not going to work. Let the Holy Ghost stand on behalf and let the Holy Ghost do the work. Be prophetic. This is the place of authority right here in our midst, right here. The highest authority is right here represented in the church. The throne room of God, where Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, in the power of the Holy Ghost authority, is right here, right now. You could get in. Hallelujah. You got here. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Heart disease has no... You want to read something there, buddy?
Okay.
You want to read that?
No,
let me see if I can see this thing. Psalm, praise the Lord. Praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord God. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, His glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? Who dwells on high? We do, with Him. Who humbles themselves to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? Thank you. What I'm talking about. Body, life, we're working together. We're getting God's message across. I'm just following His lead. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Heart disease has to go. Cancer can't stand in the authority and presence of Jesus Christ. Addictions are broken. They have to go in Jesus' name. It's already been done. Just receive the free gift in Jesus' name. Arthritis has to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Deafness has to go in the name of Jesus. Pain has to go in the name of Jesus. Broken relationships have to go in the name of Jesus. Memory loss has to go in the name of Jesus. Diabetes, you're gone in Jesus' name. Continue to speak the reality of who you are and your condition in Him. Don't let silence go too long. Speak it out. Agree with what God already has done for you through your own prophetic voice. You have power in your voice, in Jesus' name, to demonstrate His kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's a nice sound to God's ears right here, you know. Well, my kids used to come in the living room and have a melody with their voices. I used to like that. Agreeing with Daddy, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Healing already has taken place. It's already given to us. It's a free gift in the name of Jesus. Poverty cannot stand in the name of Jesus. The free gift is wealth. It's a new covenant promise, the wealth of God for His church. Hallelujah. We're getting wealthy stepping in the bucket. I'm getting more wealthy in this bucket every second that goes by. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Just receive. Hallelujah. Just receive. I'm just going to read some of the word, Romans 5. Glory be to God. Romans 5. 18. Hallelujah. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteousness, righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life. Rightness with God, justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so also by one man's obedience, many were made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace abounded much more. Amen? So that as sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. When somebody is healed, there's a release of eternal life going into that person's body to heal them. Eternity has entered in by the kingdom power of God, by the conditions of the kingdom, into that person's life through our faith. Amen? What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who die to sin, live in it any longer? Or do you not know that as many of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? Therefore, we were buried with Him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life. Newness of life. Step in the bucket and get the newness of life. Hallelujah. It's already been given to us. Glory be to God. For if we have been united together in the likeness of His death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of His resurrection. Resurrection power. Hallelujah. Resurrection power for everyone in this room. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to it. For he who has died has been freed from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, dies no more. Death no longer has dominion over Him, and it no longer has dominion over us. That's the reality of who we are and the conditions that we live in. If it's any different, it's because the devil has twisted your mind. You're looking at the wrong information. You're subjecting yourself to untruth. For the death that he died to sin once and for all, but the life that he lives to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We are instruments of righteousness to God. Sin does not have dominion over us any longer. We are not under the law, but we're under grace. Unmerited favor gifted to us by our Father in heaven. I would never put a sickness on my children. I would only want the best for them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We are well-pleasing to Him. Hallelujah. Well-pleasing to Him. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless you. Hallelujah. You're so good to God. He loves you so much. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Obedience is very important. It's not a condition, but it's very important when you're flowing in the will of God. It frees the river. Hallelujah. It frees the river of God in your life. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us a new spirit to be able to respond to Him. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to God. Just remember this message today, because this is a message and a demonstration that God wants to do throughout the United States of America. And He's given us the opportunity to do it. And so remember what God did in this service, not to use it as a religious practice, but to be open for you to use what God showed you today so others can jump all the way in without any threat. This is not a threat. This is very inviting. It's very comfortable. Right? No one hurt you up here, right? I almost punched Al, but... I know, you wouldn't have felt it in there anyway.